Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
You know, Ed Mahoney's been on top of this Pura Marissa Gillette story for some time, and it's hard to know chicken or the egg kind of debates. You know, did some of the reporting influence the results of the story, which is Marissa Gillette stepped down. She submitted a resignation on Friday, and there's no doubt that some of the reporting had an impact because, you know, Vince Candelora referenced it when he's, you know, requested maybe some sort of impeachment or investigation into Gillette and whether she wasn't honest in testimony before the legislature. And that seems to maybe have been the last straw in this story, but I don't know. I don't know all the details. And Ed joins us now on Brian and Company to discuss. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. I don't dance on gravestones, if you will. I mean, I have no relationship with Marissa Gillette. She came on the show early in her career, but not late in her career. And I you know, she's got a family. And I want her to do well in life. It's not about that. But it seems that, you know, your reporting certainly had an influence here on this story. And I'm curious if this whole issue of even something as odd as, you know, whether she's allowing support staff to help out other people on Pura, or I don't even know the I don't even understand that. But Vince Candelora going to leadership in the House, Matt Ritter and so on, was that the last thing for her, or was this in the works anyway?
I think what happened was, excuse me, going back several months to her confirmation hearing, there was, you know, there was concern that she was being completely frank in the answering of the questions. And, you know, two of the other commissioners, Mike Caron and Jack Bukowski, had complained a year ago or a year and a half ago that they were being cut out of the process, that she'd become a strong leader of Pura, and their roles had been increasingly shrunk. And Candelora asked her about it, and she said it just wasn't true, and there hadn't been any directives issued that would limit their role in the process, and that she had written attestations from them to the contrary. And what happened was, 8 or 9 months later, some emails surfaced, or Pura finally released the emails that showed that, you know, there was some basis to the complaint by Candelora and Bukowski. And I think that's what, you know, I happened to write about it, but it wasn't my story that did it. I mean, but Candelora did reference the story in his letter to Matt Ritter calling for an impeachment inquiry.
We're talking with Ed Mahoney from the Hartford Courant. You can read the story at current.com. Late Friday, Marissa Gillette submitted her resignation. Is this, before I get to what's next with Pura, you know, even Lamont was still, you know, very complimentary toward her and said he didn't ask for her resignation. Is this going to be a difficult political football for him in his bid to do a third term?
He's been, you know, one of her biggest supporters, and he thinks that she is. He has told me that she's keeping electricity rates down in Connecticut, which is something I've never really understood, because she only has control over, or regulatory control over, what Eversource and Avangrid charge their customers. And that's about a third of your bill. You know, much more of your bill is coming from the public benefits section, and delivery fees and that sort of thing, transmission fees. But I don't, you know, you can only cut those two companies so far until they start losing money. And everybody, you know, everybody loves to hate the utility companies. Everybody's very skeptical of anything they say. But I think they've been cut pretty badly. And I, you know, the governor seems to think she was doing the right thing, and he stood by her all these months and years. And I don't know what's going to happen. He's going to have to appoint some new people now.
But you don't think it's going to be a political problem for him? Like, it's not juicy enough for, like, your Fazio or your Stewart or whomever Tucker will be able to score points here?
Fazio's been ambivalent about Gillette in the past, so I don't know. I don't know that, the people still don't completely understand what Pira does.
Yeah.
And they understand they don't like paying electric bills, but I don't think they understand what Pira does.
Yeah, and I think, I've said it many times, I thought that, her being, aggressive about hitting the utility companies to try and save people money, not only it didn't really seem to work, people didn't like it as much as I thought they would. I thought that she would sort of be, people would champion her for doing it, but clearly the adversarial relationship backfired when Eversource, said they're going to pull out investment in the state and so on and so forth. And I think your point is a good one. They can only impact so much of your bill. I mean, listen, we know we pay way more than we should for our power here, and that has to change. But first and foremost, when it relates to Pura, I mean, they only have, two people now? It's kind of a mess. Like, what happens now?
They have two. One thing I want to say, I think what the big thing that emerged from this is everybody understands now what the public benefits portion of their bill is. I mean, nobody realized that. That was what the big political debate was at the end of this thing, was let's reduce the public benefits portion of the bill. And what that does in a lot of ways is it subsidizes very expensive forms of electricity or power generation. And maybe that's going to be the debate, whether we have to make a decision on what exactly we want to pay for. What's going to happen is the other day the utility companies were in court, and they want her Gillette's resignation is effective October 10th. They want her recused from any deliberations going forward. And I don't think with only two members on Pura right now, there's a quorum. So depending on whether the utilities win that motion in court, there could be a question about whether anything gets done for the next 2 weeks. Lamont has to appoint, the law says there's supposed to be five people on Pura. There shall be five people. And he's had three for years, and he's resisted expanding. He's going to have to expand now. He's promised he would. So he's going to have to come up with a couple of people. There's going to be five people on there. And my understanding is he's having trouble, or he has had trouble filling it, because people...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Don't want to take a seat on a panel that's had such conflict in the last year and a half or so.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where it's almost like a no-win situation, right? Because people want you want to be somehow involved in, regulating this, but people are so mad about the rates, and then the businesses are all of a sudden kind of hostile. It's not a very glamorous job. But just very quickly, so say he's got to nominate three people. Maybe he's had trouble getting the three people, but what's the process? I know there's some sort of nomination hearing, right? And then they get voted on? They have to be approved by the legislature?
I mean, there's it's like anything else in state government. There's a a certain number of Republicans and a certain number of Democrats, and you know, the leadership of the House gets a vote, and or, you know, gets an appointment, and the leadership of the Senate gets an appointment. So, you know, everybody's going to have to get together and put their heads together and come up with somebody. But I, you know, I think maybe, you know, indications are that the Republican on there, Michael Caron, is probably going to stay. Maybe he's talking to Holly Cheesman, who used to be a legislator from Nyanic, who's a Republican, and she may go on. I don't know what's happening on the Democratic side. I know he's talked to some people, but what I'm hearing is that there's no firm commitments. So they'll have to get picked, and the legislature will have to agree on it, and we'll see what happens then.
Ed, great job on the story. Like I said, people's livelihoods are involved, but it's important stuff for us to know about. So nice job, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks a lot, Brian. Good to talk to you.
You too. Ed Mahoney from the Hartford Current.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.